Louisiana's soil is sinking much faster than previously thought. That's the conclusion of a new report out this week from Tulane University. For the Coastal News Roundup, WWNO's Travis Lux speaks with Tulane researcher Molly Keough about what that means for sea level rise predictions.
When it comes to sea level rise, places with soft soils like Louisiana face kind of a double whammy. The seas are rising, and the land is also sinking. So we've been able to measure the sinking of soils for a long time, but your report says we've actually been underestimating about how much we're sinking, and that's because of how the data has traditionally been collected. So what's the problem here?
Right. So traditionally, we have measured relative sea level rise, which encompasses both the rising water level and the sinking land, using tide gauges. And that works well in areas where you have bedrock. Here in Louisiana, we don't have bedrock, so our tide gauges are anchored at depth. So we're missing the compaction that occurs in this topmost layer of soil.
Okay.
Most of the compaction is occurring in these topmost layers because it's light, fluffy sediment. It hasn't had a chance to compact yet. The older, deeper stuff is already squished.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so you've been monitoring subsidence in Louisiana in a different way. How does that work? What did you do?
So there is a set of instruments, or there's an instrument called a surface elevation table, which is designed to measure the surface elevation change of a wetland. So it is designed to capture this shallow subsidence that is occurring rapidly here and right at the surface. And that's different from what tide gauges can record.
And you found that subsidence is actually worse than we thought. So how big of a deal is this really? And what does that mean for predictions around sea level rise and flooding for Louisiana?
So this means that we know that sea level is rising, the land is sinking, but this is happening faster than we realized. So the flooding is going to come sooner and more severely than we have been anticipating to this point.
The state's coastal master plan, the Louisiana Coastal Master Plan, is essentially the state's blueprint for how it wants to handle coastal land loss and sea level rise. And those plans are informed by all kinds of data, including subsidence data. The state has said that it's been using this more accurate method. So presumably its plans are up to date. So I guess what I'm wondering is, what could your report change for Louisiana or even other places that are also monitoring their coastlines?
Louisiana is lucky. It has an array of these surface elevation tables already in existence. There are about 300 of them across the coast, which is great. So we have these measurements already, so we can start to incorporate it. Other places in the world are not as lucky and don't have this array of surface elevation tables that we have here. It's a pretty simple technology. It's relatively inexpensive. So we hope that other areas can start to install these surface elevation tables that they can then get a better idea of what's happening at the surface.
Okay. So it sounds like Louisiana may actually be a little bit ahead of the game in terms of monitoring subsidence compared to some other places that have similar issues.
Yes,
which is
great. Yeah, great for Louisiana. We have so much data that it's almost a problem of knowing what to do with it or being able to process it.
Molly Keough is a wetland geologist at Tulane University. Thanks, Molly.
Thanks, Travis.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.